The Arthur Anderson accounting firm has fired a lead partner and put three others on administrative leave because of suspected misconduct in the audit of Enron. Anderson says the senior auditor on the Enron account destroyed thousands of documents in an apparent effort to keep them out of the hands of federal investigators, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The trouble began with a hastily called meeting last October. Anderson says a lead partner in its Houston office, David Duncan, called co-workers together and organized the rush destruction of emails and paper documents related to the firm's Enron audit. The meeting came one day after Enron had revealed that federal investigators were looking into its bookkeeping. A week earlier, the troubled energy trading company had reported a $618 million loss and reduced shareholders' equity by more than $1 billion. Former federal prosecutor John Walsh says the timing of the Anderson meeting and the subsequent shredding of documents could leave Duncan facing criminal obstruction of justice charges.
You need to find out exactly what happened and what the intent was. But if the evidence were that because of an investigation, someone decided to destroy documents that were relevant to that investigation, absolutely, a prosecutor is going to look at that and look at it real hard.
Duncan's attorney says the partner was simply following instructions from an Anderson lawyer. But Anderson says nothing in a highly publicized memo from the firm's lawyer 2 weeks earlier authorized Duncan's activity. The destruction of documents apparently continued for more than 2 weeks. Finally, on November 8th, the Securities and Exchange Commission subpoenaed Anderson's paperwork. The next day, a secretary in the accounting firm sent an email to her colleagues telling them to, quote, stop the shredding. By that time, thousands of emails and a large number of paper documents had been destroyed. Anderson says the destruction was on such a scale and of such a nature as to remove any doubt the firm's policies and reasonable good judgment were violated. Anderson says the destruction of documents was carried out without authorization and without consulting others in the firm. Four Houston partners have been stripped of their management responsibilities, and Anderson says if anyone else destroyed documents after the subpoena, they'll be fired. Law professor James Cox of Duke University says Anderson is pursuing the time-tested strategy of sacrificing some employees while trying to contain the damage before it affects the whole firm.
If I were in this position of advising Arthur Anderson, this is exactly the strategy I would be using, is, you know, say to the government, you know, we have a problem here. It's not a firm-wide problem. It seems to be a problem of individuals. The termination of Duncan and the letter could well be an important firewall that's put in place between Arthur Anderson and the people who are directly involved with the Enron account.
Even if Anderson succeeds in limiting the criminal investigation, it still faces massive lawsuits from investors who lost tens of billions of dollars when Enron collapsed. The company's stock, which once traded for more than $80 a share, tumbled after Enron revealed it had overstated profits and understated debts. If it can be shown that Anderson played a role in that, investors will go after the auditor to try to get their money back. And Cox says that would dwarf any criminal fine the firm might have to pay.
Arthur Anderson has huge responsibility, and it is therefore the deep pocket in this case, the one in which all the investors are going to look for payment.
Anderson's CEO said in a press release yesterday the decision to fire one partner and discipline others was difficult, but he promised to do whatever's necessary to maintain confidence in the 89-year-old firm. Cox says Anderson now has to regain clients' trust and show that what happened in Houston is not representative of its 85,000 employees worldwide.
They do travel on their reputation, and they've got to do something to indicate that they're a high-reputation firm. Their action with this press release is an important step in that direction. The press release takes the high road. That's a good road for them to be taking at this point in the matter.
It's too soon to tell whether Anderson can stay on that high road. The firm's fired partner, Duncan, is to meet with congressional investigators probing Enron's collapse today. A spokesman for the House Energy and Commerce Committee says now that he's lost his job, Duncan may be more eager to cooperate. Scott Horsley, NPR News.